Welcome back, students. Let us try to understand what is buying transportation services and physical distribution. Each one of us know it's very important that whatever is produced is also moved out from the manufacturing site till it is consumed at a consumer place. So there is a need of buying transport services as well also storages and then the physical distribution associated with. What we look in this chapter and the objective of this chapter is very simple. Let us understand importance of transportation service in materials management, that's number one. Next, to understand the various parameters to be considered while engaging such services. Next, various modes of transportation, the purpose and related and advantages of the such services. Next, to understand various processes involved once we finalize the contract with the service providers. Let us focus on physical distribution. What is physical distribution? What is the steps involved in that? Physical distribution concerned with getting the goods from seller to buyer. It means a seller needs to ensure the product is reaching the buyer's site where he needs to physically move the product or services, depends upon the contract and order and agreement based on what we engaging with the respective customers. Goods are moved and they are also stored. Now, when the product is getting moved from manufacturing to various distribution center or to the consumption point, it is to be first stored for two reasons. One is protection of the material. Second is to validate the quality of the material. Third, there is periodic consumption. Most of the product which are bought, it not necessarily to be consumed at one go in except a few cases. Then money needs to be spent for such logistic activities. It means we have to move the material, we have to store the material, so as we will be spending money on that. So this spend of money is not directly associated with the product, but it is to the services related to the sales. There are logistics set up by private and public sectors prevails in this country. It means there are specific logistics activity or transportation companies available in our country, which normally possess a large number of trucks and fleets, tankers, rail, and other mode is also rail and road combination. There are pipeline movement for liquids if there is a need. Then barges, which is getting up supplies from the ship to the shore. There is again directly from the ships, and of course by air. It's based on the need. Again, the cost associated with these various modes of transportation depends and also the time differs. There are manufacturing setup, those have their own means of transportation for inbound and outbound logistics. In large setup, there are possibility they will have their own facility of transportation and specific traffic department. Those have their own fleets and trucks and tankers, depends upon what type of business they are associated with to transport the product to the end users. There are in certain instances, some of the manufacturers' transportation enterprise is a big business itself. It means there is a huge volumes of materials moving from their own sites to their own warehouses and distribution center and also to the end users and consumers. The manufacturing transport and enterprise is very, very big itself. It means it may include hundreds of vehicles of various types, and they most of the time they do it themselves to move the material, and also it's a very big growing transportation within their own setup. However, most of the manufacturers prefers to hire services from the existing and common carriers so as they can, the freight can be optimized and that service charges of products from one location to another location, that is the total logistic cost, can be lesser. It is also possible some of the carriers can connect with your site to your destination point so as the overall cost is appropriately apportioned on the overall price and pricing. In freight management or the traffic management, the truck is the most popular common carrier and is especially suitable for hauling goods that are packaged in containers on various styles. because there is a set of transporter, as well as you can have your own transportation system, those can help you to move material either in a packed goods in a format of containers or packaged in a cartons, or it can be a bulk movement. It can move to a respective consumption sites. Railroad also hauls millions of tons of packaged goods of various sorts, as well as many times shipped unpackaged. It means there are possibility we may not have our own sliding in our sites. The containers are loaded exactly at the manufacturing site and move through the road, and then it reaches the rail boarding points. From there it is shipped to various locations. Ships and barges are efficient, low-cost methods because the ship needs berthing at a harbor, whereas the barges can reach the ship at any anchoring point. From there it is transported and it still reaches the destination much easier and faster. The transportation is again a purchased service and is bought like any other service on the basis of quality and price. We talked about there are many specific transportation businesses prevails in this country. They have their own setup, they offer services and they connect point A to point B, and also point A, B, C depends upon the service they are offering to various customers. The main difference is that transportation is partly and wholly regulated by various government agencies. Intercontinental tariffs are set often by cartels that are sanctioned visibly or invisibly by concerned governments. So these are all the differences on transportation, mainly regulated by various government agencies. Let us look at traffic department. It has complex regulation that makes transportation purchase different from any other conventional purchasing activities. Hence, in large companies, it is not carried on in a purchasing function, but there is a separate function constituted to manage and buy services from a transportation or logistics companies. In a typical manufacturing company, transportation cost is the third largest spend and cost to distribute, because the money involved in the transportation activity is huge. So it is also reflect in our overall cost, and so the margin from the pricing and the cost is reduced. So it is possible that we can optimize the transportation cost overall to ensure we maintain our pricing appropriately and so as achieving our gross margin. The role of a traffic manager is critical and defined in large fleet management manufacturing sites and report directly to the general manager, because it involves many activities like safety is one important factor when there is a large vehicles moving within the premises, outside the premises, and also to ensuring of product, people around, and safety of the environment. So the reporting of such a manager is always with the highest authority of that particular site. Let us get into basic responsibility. The traffic department is responsible like any other buying process and to ensure selection of right mode transporter for its service. What other things include in this is problem solving, tracing, transit claims, safety and all physical activity associated with that, insurance related activity, and also vehicle management activity. The traffic management to find out various means and ways to identify safe and best services of logistics activity. It is very critical, as we stated, the vehicle when it is on move, there is all possibility of unexpected or unexpected events can occur. To ensure, to avoid such instances, it is important to follow a lot of safety standards while transporting materials from one to another location. It involves material, people, environment, etc. Let us understand what is functions of traffic department. What is exactly meaning of traffic department? There are materials coming into the plant and there are materials shipped out of the plant. Both activities are managed by traffic department. One is called inbound, another is called outbound shipment of materials and finished products. Charter carriers, company-owned trucks, common carriers including railroad, truck, pipeline, water carriers. These are the normal type of transportation available for function, this kind of functions, and then we engage respective carriers based on the need and based on the other services available and needs. Handling of all passenger reservations traveling on company business. It is also a part of traffic department function. It means we are ensuring even our people moving from one location to another location for any kind of services are managed through the traffic department. Moving of household effects of employees transferred from one location to another. It is also the part of traffic department, though it is minuscule in activity perspective, but it is also part of the responsibility of traffic department. Operations of company-owned vehicles. As we stated earlier, there are companies, those are willing to invest in their own transportation and traffic department and own their own vehicles and manage the entire activities related to transportation and logistics in-house. Consultation of purchasing of vehicles. It is possible some of the vehicles are very specific need of the process or the engineering activity happening in the plant. So there is a consultation which is happening within purchase department so as to ensure what type of vehicle to be procured for managing that kind of activities. Packaging materials, lightweight packaging. Transportation is very, very important to ensure our products reaching to the destination. It means it is to be the final product to be packed appropriately. So these products are appropriately packed and transported, and also there is no loss of weight-based cost, so as the packaging materials are appropriately procured to manage that kind of transportation from one location to another location. Picking the right carrier is important activity as a purchase of logistic services. A company should buy transportation service based on many parameters, but we look at very critical parameters associated with this activity. First is quality, price and service. We should get the right quality services, price appropriately so the cost is managed optimally, and the service, the time related as well as the location related. Providing prompt delivery. It means when we are committing to a customer, the product is moving from X location to Y location and to be delivered on within the time frame which the company agreed with the customer. Tracing of consignment and solutions. There are possibility some kind of incidents may delay the consignment. The traffic department ensures to trace those consignment to identify the problems and arrive at a solution so as the end result is finally achieved, or at least communication is happening with the customer of the delay and the cost related to that. Minimize transit loss, damages and protection of consignment. We talked about when there is a product moving from one X location to Y location, there are all possibility there can be a transit loss. The traffic department to ensure to protect those consignment appropriately so as it reaches that end location in the same condition when it's getting loaded at a manufacturing site. Providing confirmation of deliveries for invoicing. Unless we have given the proof of delivery, there cannot be any invoice which can be raised on the customer so as getting our invoice payment in appropriate time. So to trace, ensure, get the proof of delivery and submit to our invoicing function to ensure the invoices are raised to the respective buyer time to time. If we need faster service, naturally the tariff will be higher. If the carrier is giving a fast service to us, they will be charging higher price for that services. Shipment over water is the cheapest but slowest. Hence, it is always, because it passes through many continents, and hence it is always being looked at for long lead time product. Pipeline is the lowest cost because it is pumped from X location to Y location, though the infrastructure cost may be higher, but once it is invested, it is natural the transportation of such material is easier, faster, and managing the material management is more effective and losses will be the least. Most materials cannot be transported in ships or pipeline. Shippers must choose among variety of higher cost but faster carriers, which we spoke about. If shipping and transportation is not possible, on pipeline is not possible, there are other modes like railroad, road, or dedicated services from one location to another location, and the cost may be little higher if needs to be done in faster. rail freight rates in carload lots are always lower than air freight, parcel posts or rates charged by freight forwarders. For many commodities, they are cheaper than the truck rates and sometimes they are competitive with barge and ship rates. Why it is so? Because rail is connected from one X location to Y location and there is no hurdles of moving the materials from one location to another location because it passes through the tracks and not on the road. So these are all owned by the railways. It is natural, the control is better and the products can move faster and there are many parcel services available in rail transportation which can directly move the material even in the shortest time frame by attaching the coaches with the regular transportation. When a company does not have a railroad sliding, it must transfer its shipment from the railroad boxcar to a truck. This creates extra transport and handling expenses, but it is more economical than of shipping 100% by truck. We spoke about it. It is if there is no facility of loading material directly from your site to a wagon, it is possible that we can create a railroad boxcar which can be loaded in a truck which is received at our site. It is getting loaded and transported to a loading point. From there, it can be shipped directly to the end site. So it is possible that we can reduce certain costs by sending everything through the road and optimize the overall cost by doing the combination of railroad, rail or exclusively by truck. With the exceptions of materials that can be pumped through a pipeline, rail shipment is train load quantities with oversight boxcars is usually the cheapest mode of overland shipment. In the absence of train load, quantity's lowest cost mode of shipment is often in full car load lots between points equipped with railroad sliding. It is possible that we can hire one wagon full and then a car boxes are loaded from number of trucks and it reaches to the loading point of the wagon. From there it is getting loaded and one wagon is hired in totality, so as the product of shipping those material from X to Y location and the freight cost is much cheaper. There are facilities nowadays. A truck is loaded and reaches the wagon point where the truck itself is getting loaded in a wagon and it moves along with the truck and it is again getting discharged at the destination where the truck carries the material to the end users. This kind of railroad options are now emerging as a faster and better options of transportation. Almost every factory is equipped with a dock to receive truck shipments. In fact, truck lines are the most important common carrier for most manufactured goods. It means there are multiple bays at their warehouses or the loading points where the truck can be docked with the bay where the products can be carried directly into the truck through any kind of material handling equipment. The truck rates are often as low as those charged by railroads for finished manufactured products. Service is usually faster because it doesn't need multiple movement or handling. It is just loaded from manufacturing site and it reaches to the destination either to the consumer or to the distribution point. So if we optimize the services effectively, it will be also faster and also it can be a optimal freight cost which can be achieved. On shorter hauls, truck are competitive. What is shorter haul? We are talking about a radius of less than 200 km is shorter haul. So it is better that we can use various sizes of vehicles based on the size of the consignment and sees that it reaches to the respective destinations as a dedicated service or multiple dropping points to ensure that the cost is very, very optimal to achieve the transportation and freight cost is the lowest. Air cargo shipments have increased at a fantastic rate as the technology has worked to reduce real cost. Yes, there is a speed and only important factor and the shipment must be made in the fastest possible manner, almost regardless of cost. There are two other reasons for rapid growth of air shipment. air shipment permits the buyer to carry lower inventories. It means a person can invest in inventory, holding cost is always lesser because he is be spending those costs on the transportation or through air, which will help him to get the material faster, and he holds lesser inventory, so as the space is lesser, so he can overall logistics and warehousing cost can be reduced. But there are other repercussions related to that. But as far as the transportation related, it is the fastest and easiest, so as we can reduce overall inventory and inventory carrying cost. Air tariffs are not as high as they appear. Lighter containers can be used and packaging is not needed, hence total weight paid for it less. For fragile shipment, it may be cheaper to ship by air. We talked about transit losses. Most of the material by road or by rail or the ship, while it is moving, there is a lot of friction which may affect the outside packages and lead to damage to the final product. But when you are sending through the air, it is always possible to reduce this kind of risk. And if it is fragile, it is natural, the shipment can be taken utmost care, and still it will be cheaper to deliver because transit cost will be much lesser. It is applicable when you are sending a product which is very expensive, high value, and also it is fragile, its natural choice is to send through air than of send through road or other mode of transportation. Barge and pipeline. Shippers are bulky, relatively inexpensive. Raw materials try to ship by water or pipeline whenever possible in order to keep transportation cost at a minimum. We talked about shippers. If the ship is arrive at a port, it needs time to take a berth and then it is getting discharged. So it is always possible to take a barge. The materials are transported to the barge and then it is transported through the boats or a barge and then and reaches to various modes of transportation from harbor to the consumption point. Chemical and aluminium, steel and power plants are often intentionally located at deep water ports or on inland waterways in order to reduce the cost of inbound raw materials. Water shipment is slow, but the rates always are low. So what in this kind of scenario needed is more of a planning of how we schedule our arrivals, so as it is communicated to the vendor, so materials are moving appropriately. Though it is taking longer lead time, the overall freight cost and other costs will reduce to optimize our inventory as well as our final product pricing. Related to pipeline, only fluids can be moved through pipes. However, pipeline is the most economic vehicle for shipping natural gas, oil products and anything else that can be made into a fluid to inland points. You would have seen a lot of petroleum products are moved through big tanks from ships to big tanks. From the big tanks, it is always transported through the pipeline to the filling point or the consumption point. From there, again, it is getting distributed through the big containers or tankers or to the end users through the pipeline. CNG at home, which we are using, is all transported through the pipeline, which is more economical in forms of cost as well as the safety perspective. Routing. What is routing? Traffic manager's problem doesn't end when the shipment is loaded on the railroad boxcar or truck. The shipment must be routed. Rail and truck lines crisscross in a huge grid. They may have to be a half dozen or more ways to get from one point to another. Each route will have involved several competing carriers. If the originating carrier is permitting to select the routing, the shipment will usually be carried over carrier's lines for the greatest distance possible. This is not the shipper's interest. What is routing? To simple understanding, routing is once the product is received, it is reaches various hands till it reaches the final destination. There are two elements to associate with routing. One is the time taken, Second is the multiple handling can damage our product and also resulting in any losses or damages to the material. Hence, the traffic managers normally direct the originating carriers to route their shipment in a way that they select. That's where these routing points are to be minimal and also to avoid any kind of multiple handling to get our product damaged, we choose the right points where the products to reach. From there, how it is being transported in multi-mode transportation operation, and decision authority lies with the traffic manager. Tracing or tracking. The supplier's traffic department may trace shipment for its customers. It is important when the product is moved from one destination to another destination, once the product moves out of the manufacturing unit or from the distribution center, it is almost invisible till it reaches the end customer. There are various means through which we can do tracking. Today GPS systems are there. Many of the vehicles are fitted with GPS, so we can trace the shipments so as the customers are appropriately advised. So one of the activity of buying transport services to ensure if it is a long haul or the customer is committed with specific timeline, the vehicle which is fitted with GPS is more appropriate choice to ensure and trace those consignment till it reaches the customer. Typically, the buyer follows up with the supplier sales department to determine why a particular shipment has not yet been received. This happens more often when the product leaves our site. En route, the vehicle may get grounded or some other issues happen, or there may be a traffic related issues. The buyer always looking at sales department to see and ask for the location of the materials or the vehicle. So it is important the traffic department to ensure tracking of the consignment almost every 15 minutes and prompt the sales department or the customer so as they know the arrival of consignment as committed. The sales department may then discover that the item has been shipped. It might give the appropriate bill of landing or way bill number to the buyer so the traffic department could trace the shipment, or it might do the tracing for the customer themselves. Damage claims. Even if cars are not enrouted, goods are shuffled back and forth while they are in transit, there is a great deal of damage. We spoke about it, because when the consignment moves on the road or by rail, these are possible that there is the possibility of damage to the materials which it while in transit. The common carriers are forced to pay out hundreds of millions of rupees per year in damage claims to shippers, because it's a part of a process which all the consignment necessarily to be insured if it is transported to any modes. So naturally, any eventuality, the claims are to be done through with the transporter. Even if the shipper is reimbursed in full, the damaged shipment causes production delay. As I state, it is the loss is compensated, but the customer faith is lost. So as we have to see the damages are minimum and select those freight service providers to ensure they are taking utmost care of their vehicle as well as the safety of the product. Most claims occur on a result of inadequate packaging. While we invest money on inventing our products, our products are best of technology, but also to ensure the products are appropriately protected by giving outer packaging, or wherever there is how the packaging needed for certain kind of material movement is critical. Otherwise, many of the claims occurs on account of improper packaging associated with the product. The procedure for claiming damages is fairly straightforward. The shippers present the carrier with a claim, with a bill of landing, the paid freight bill, and a copy of the supplier's invoice that establishes the value of the damaged merchandise. The claimant includes photograph of the damage. Once the product reaches the customer end or to a distribution point, naturally we can ascertain if there is any damage. If the damage is there, we can appropriately endorse the lorry receipt of the ship of the transporter, so as when the transporter provides that invoice, we can claim accordingly based on the losses due to the transport, due to the transportation, and also share them with the photograph to prove the level of damage and the effect of the damage, and arrive at a cost so it, this claim can be occurred. With this, end of transportation and traffic management. Thank you.